Now I'm nervous.
Well, we don't need to improve the Lord Ross said it, but, you know, I was reading the other day. Duties of the heart, introduction. What does he say?
Where?
Duties of the heart.
Duties of the heart.
Rabbi Yom, okay.
In an introduction, the author writes that he was looking around the world to try to find who was working on duties of the heart. No one wrote on it. Only the Tzaddikim talked about it, but no one wrote any books on it at all. And he goes on to say, not only that, he said, when he looked and he looked into the Gemaras and he looked at what people said about it, he said that there are people coming and asking. Students are coming to the Tanaim and they're coming to these big rabbis and asking them questions. And they said, you know, my whole life, I haven't heard such a crazy question in my life. You've come up with this amazing chidush of a question. He goes, for the first 26 years of my life, I was only working on my midot. I was only working on trying to become a better Jew. And you're coming up with this amazing chidush. You should be working on coming up with crazy working of your heart. Instead of trying to come up with an amazing chidush of some kind of Torah, of halakha or something, you should be working. That's the ikkar of what we're doing. And Etanim said 26 years he worked on himself before he worked on
Torah.
26 years. So I said to myself, okay, Baruch Hashem.
Do all.
Oh, what page are you on?
Page 41, right? Yeah, yes. Page 41. Yes. The third paragraph.
And in English, this is Covenant of Peace.
Okay, this is Covenant of Peace by Yishai Toker. I mean, I didn't write the book, but I'm the translator right now. Shalom Aush. כי כל זמן שאדם לא מתנקם מהתאווה הזאת, because as long as a man does not clean himself from this taiva, ולא זוכה לתיקון הברית, and he does not merit תיקון הברית, הוא לא יכול להתקרב לשום עבודת השם. He is not able to get close to any עבודת השם, any serving of השם. הוא לא יכול לקיים שום דבר ממה שלומד. He's not able to fulfill anything of what he's learning. ואפילו כל השיעורים הכי חזקים, and even all the classes, the most strongest, even Briti Shalom class, it won't help you. עם הרעיונות הכי יפים, with the most beautiful ideas, ונשגבים, the most highest ideas. תורות גבוהות, the highest Torah, הכל נשאר בגדר תיאוריה. It all stays the definition, which is called theory. Hear that definition ever? Teoria. Theory. כי מחמת שהוא עדיין לא נקי מפגם הברית, because since he's not yet clean from פגם הברית, from blemishing the ברית, מאותה תאווה, from that lust, הכל סגור לו. Everything is closed for him. לכן, therefore, כשהיצר הרע מצליח להסיט את האדם, when the יצר הרע, if you need any definitions of the words, of the Hebrew words, just ask, okay? Because it's just easier for me to say it in Hebrew, but one time, twice, I'll say it again. And,
we should.
יצר הרע, you know, right? Yeah. I can't define every time.
No, but we should for this recording.
Yeah. The your inclination, exactly. When he is successful, right, he succeeds. The Yetzirah succeeds. להסיט את האדם, to persuade a man away, right, from serving, from working on Tikkun HaBrit, on blemishing the Brit, בצורה מרוכזת, in a very concentrated way, just working and working, just directly on this. וזה היצרה מצליח למעשה מבטיח ניצחונו על האדם הזה. By this, the Yetzer Hara practically promises his victory over this man. Because he's not working, like we said, he's not working on this, on the root.
This is only by a person has Gaiva or Lashon Hara, and the Torah learns him with time, and then everything else that he does is only by Shmir, by Shmir Sabris, by this, that it's something that's, anything you do is battle.
It's not really, it's battle, it's waiting. It's in theory. You have it here, and it doesn't go to here.
That's also by Gaiva, that's also by Prasthana.
It's true, but Gaiva is new, but the same thing. It's all come from the same source. If a person who works in his humility, right? The Mela is working on Tikkun Avot. He'll work on Tikkun Avot. It works together.
Like you're saying, therefore, if someone has anger or has anything like that, then they still haven't got rid of the
Tikkun Avot. Exactly. How does it work together? Through the book, he'll show us how it's all connected. All connected. Inyan, what?
So therefore, you know you haven't cleaned it. If you're still having these.
Right, issues. Obviously. Yeah. we have a few. Hopefully, Hashem will give us some more years in this world, and we'll do as much as we can.
But if you're ever questioning yourself, like, "Oh, I'm a tzaddik now," then you know you're not. If you're still having these other issues.
That's a test. That's a
easy test.
Inyan ze muva b'sefer ginzei haMelech leRabbeinu Abir Yaakov zecher tzaddik veKadosh tivracha amud lametchet. This matter is brought in a book called Ginzei HaMelech, The Treasures, Hidden Treasures of the King, that's the name of the book, who wrote Rabbi Yaakov, another book. He wrote Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzera, the great grandfather of Baba Sadi. This is what it says. Ulefich ha-ribotah ha-Torah le-azir ha-la-kdusha b'chol makom. And therefore the Torah, it gave a lot of warnings about Kedusha, about holiness, which is the opposite of Tavat Niuf, right? Makom, in every place. It says, Doshim to you, you should be holy. Yitkadishtem, make yourself holy. Yotcham Kadosh, you should be a holy nation. Vatem to you, you should be for me. Right? A kingdom of priests in a holy nation. Everything is holy, 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 holy. Why? כי אי אפשר לו לאדם לשרות ברוחניות הקדושה זולתי להיותו קדוש וטהור. It's impossible for a man to dwell in a man any spirituality without him being holy and pure. Impossible. The more he's holy. So I used to ask, there was a rabbi who used to teach in yeshiva, maybe six years ago. I asked him, well, what does that mean? So what, black and white? So I'm not holy, so I'm completely evil. No, it doesn't work like that. The more you do, the more you merit. You're always growing. You did one, so you have one kedusha. You did two, you have two kedusha. Three, I think. What do you do? They never. You know, oh, I'm not that. I don't want to be that. I want to be me.
He's saying.
Yeah.
So it's all
enough. It's a lot. Okay. The more Tikkun Abrit is not, you can never say I reached Tikkun Abrit.
Right.
I'll never say that. The more you work, the more you're holy, the more you're close to serving Hashem. And it's all or nothing. No, it's not nachon. Chayavim leavin, but obviously a person can see in himself, right? If he's completely, he's immersed in this lust or not. You see how when he's getting out of it and he's working on himself and he wants to be. And we know it takes years. Rav Arush told us it takes years. Years. Not the. Okay, fine, I'll be a holy man from today and on. Yeah, it's a good decision to do. But we have to understand that the person will have a lot of obstacles, a lot of ups and downs until he reaches it. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah, we said this. Rav Arush will talk about it later on. There's two parts. There's the eyes part and the brain part, and we have to see how to guard our eyes and how to fill up our brain with only good things, because until today we were filled up with garbage. We have to clean it out. Chayvim leavim, we must understand. Kol zman shadam nimtza b'toch ha-ta'ava, as long as a man is in this taiva, akol sagur, everything is closed for him. Hu lo yachol la'asig klum, he cannot achieve anything. הוא לא יכול להרגיש כלום. He cannot feel anything. שום טעם בתפילה. He has no taste in his prayer. No, he doesn't feel sweetness in the prayer. שום הבנה אמיתית בתורה. He doesn't truly understand what the Torah is telling him. He understands what the halacha is. Like we read halacha. He's not an idiot. He knows how to read and he can understand what it says. But doesn't understand what the point is. Well, where am I getting led to? Kamuvan mitzad ma'alach hayav, and obviously, also, if you're looking at this this whole way of life, ulo yachol atzliach shum atzlacha amitid. He cannot succeed in any true success. Shalom bayit betach lo yelo. With peace in his house, shalom bayis, for sure he won't have. Parnasa b'dusha, right? Holy parnasa, happiness, to feel like confident, because you won't have it. It's a weak point. Lo yulo. Lachen, therefore, ze nitzachon gamur shel hayetzer hara. This is a complete victory of the Yetzer Hara. When he confuses a man from the Avodah Tikkun HaBrit, right? He tells a man, listen, of course Tikkun HaBrit, but right now you have this specific issue that you must deal with now. Now you must deal with it. He's telling you to trim the top of the tree instead of trimming the bottom. Trim here, trim there. Right? And when he can't do that, so then he tells you, he causes you not doing B'lut at all. He does that, yeah. Don't talk to Hashem at all today. Today you're good. You're doing well today. You don't need to go talk to Hashem. You'll be good. Right? Everything he does, right, is to get a person not to work on this, especially now that he knows this. But now we're learning the ways of the enemy. Right. And I heard Rav Auch clearly, forget the book, I heard him clearly in my own ears. And he clearly said this a few years ago. I heard in my own ears, he said, don't work on anything. So then, someone started a question. And if I have a problem now with Parnasa, okay, then diving for money. And if I have a problem now for this, so then diving for this. But the Maisa, no, it's wrong. Diving for this. Because once you dive in for this, you fix everything else. Understand? It's emes. It's complete truth. Complete truth. And Rav Auch is not saying this. He's not writing this. He didn't say these things because he learned it in a book or something. Because Rabbeinu says in Likutei Moharan. Rabbeinu says in Likutei Moharan. And this is what he did. And he's testifying. This is what you're working on. Ve'amar li echad ha'talmidim chidush nachon. And one of the students told me a true chidush that he had. Al ma she'nemar, and what it says in the Gemara. Now we learned that together. Any surim lelo avon. There's no suffering without sin. If someone has any suffering, it's because of sins. Unless the big tzaddikim. The big tzaddikim, they also do also because of sins. Sins of the generation. Yeah? But till we get there. In the meantime, us. At least me, I could say. Any surim lelo avon. Madua lo ne'emar lelo avonot. 1 second, look at what it says. There's no suffering if not lelo avon, without the sin. It doesn't say without the sins. It doesn't say avonot, plural. It says avon, sin. One sin, one specific sin. It's a chidush. It's cute. Ki be'emet, rak avon echad, yesh shushosh kol ha'isurim. Because in truth, there's only one sin, which is the root of all sufferings. Ve'hup gam brit. And this is the blemishing the brit. Ve'ze ha'perush lema she'amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This is the explanation of what we learned earlier in the book. What Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai taught us, Sheze ikar yetzara, this is the main yetzara of a person. The main yetzara of a person. Don't let the yetzara confuse you. Ki ze ma shemona et ha'adam mikol ha'kdushot u'mikol ha'atzlachot. Because this is what prevents a man from all the holy things and all the successes in the world. I have what to add on this once again. It leaves him confused. He fights everything. He doesn't understand why there's no success. Why isn't he going forward? Why is everything closed for him? Why is everything blocked? What's going on? Why? Because one little block you have to remove. Only Tikkun HaBrit. You remove that, everything is flowing. Everything flows. What did I want to add on this? That he brings on Avaush later on in the second, third paragraph. Was it? Third paragraph. He brings that it's obvious for everyone who just thinks about it, that the strongest lust that a man has is lust for women. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it purposely. First of all, so we continue to have children in the world, right? Because it says in time of the Gemara brings down that they wanted there were two big sins that they want. The Chazal wanted, the rabbis wanted to cut off. One, Avodah Zarah, and the second, right, idol worshipping, and the second was the immorality, right? New. They wanted to cut it off completely. So they did, they cut it both off. What happened? The next day there was no eggs in the market. They cut it off completely from the world. There were no eggs in the market. So they said, you can't have it like this. So they put it back on. But still, even though it's a natural, it's a natural thing that we have, right? It's hormones. If we put hormones in our body, that's how we're created. We're men, right? But still, a person has to work with no desire. To work that he won't have any desire. He needs to do what he needs to do. But not that he wants anything. He wants Hashem. And when someone works on this, since it's just the strongest thing that a man has, right? If someone's working on cleaning himself and being pure, being holy, that means he's always cleaved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since it's something so strong, he 100% is walking in the street. Whatever he does, he's 100% with Hashem. That's why, and then when he's 100% with Hashem, everything else is fixed already. He worries how he eats, and he worries, not worries, I mean, he's concerned about how he eats, about how he davens, about how he talks, everything, because he has this in his head all the time. I want to be close to Hashem. I want to be close to Hashem. I have to be concerned now Hashem is with me. He was concerned. It's called a free man. He doesn't go after what his heart just runs after. He's a free man. He's controlling himself. Okay? Efo hachazit. Okay. Now we have to learn. Where is the... That is the front line. Chazit, right? In the war, there's the front line. Chazit. Where is the front line? אדם פשוט לא מודע לכך שאותה תאווה עיקר יצרה. A man is simply not informed, right, that this taiva is the main יצרה. לכן הוא הולך סחור סחור. Therefore he goes around and around. He goes around it. He goes to this taiva, that taiva. He's not working on the main. וכל פעם חושב שהיצרה זה משהו אחר. And each time he thinks, no, now the יצרה is this. Now the יצרה is this. פעם חושב שעצבות, right? One time he thinks it's a sadness, I can't not be sad, I'll work only on not being sad. Then he thinks, oh, how do I eat? Then I have to fix how I eat. It's all true. That's not the main. Then about money, then about anger, then about this, about that, just not on the main. And he sees that he's not able to overcome anything. He didn't fix the root, the basic, the fundamental problem. The basic problem. ולכן הוא לא יכול לתקן שום דבר. Therefore, he cannot fix anything. הוא לא מצליח לבנות כלום. He's not able to build anything. כי אין לו יסוד איתן שיוכל לבנות עליו. He doesn't have a strong base that he's able to build on. Right? You build a building, you need a strong base. You don't have a strong base. It's like dummy, like cards. They're all going to fall down. He doesn't have a tikkun abrit, which is the yesod of the binyan. The Tikkun HaBrit is the Yesod,
the foundation.
Is the foundation of the building of the Midot Tovot, the good characteristics of a person, which are everything. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Kotev B'Likutei Moran Metorah Lamed Vav. The Holy Rebbe writes in Likutei Moran in Torah 36, Sheshvirat Kol HaTavot Tluya B'Shvirat Ota Tava. That breaking all the person a person's lust depends on breaking this lust. V'ze lashono. This is the lashon of Rabbeinu. Quote. V'da. You should know. Sheklalut shel shivim lashon shemidoteim araot alalu. That the general. Right. What's the meaning? What's general? What's in general? All the 70 languages of their bad. Midot Ha'od is Tavat Niyuf. What is Rabbeinu saying? Rabbeinu is saying that we know there are 70 nations, and each nation has something negative in it. Right? For example, Right? You go to in America, there's a lot of things, but a lot of people are running out their money a lot. You go to other countries, you go to France, it's how they dress, right? The Europeans in general. You got food, they eat, what are frog legs or whatever they eat there? Snakes. And, right? Each country has their own craziness. But there's one thing that everyone has, which is Tavat Niyuf. That's the general type of all the 70 nations. Okay? V'hu tikkun haklali, and this is a general fixing. Of course, it's a general destruction. It's a general fixing if you fix it. Tikkun haklali, mi shemeshaber ta'avah, the one who breaks his ta'avah. Azai bekar echol shaber kol ta'avah. Then afterwards, it's easy you can break all the ta'avahs. And I just explained that the logic behind it is because you always cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your mind is with Hashem all the time. You're pure. It's empty with the garbage. It's full of kedusha. Then it's very easy. You're working on the food. Are we going to eat this or not eat this? The chocolate. Is it serving Hashem eating this chocolate right now? Sometimes it is. You're sad. And right now the chocolate will make you happy. So good. Go for it. But sometimes time. Right? Usually it's time. I want to munch on something. Kol ha-ta'avot, all the ta'avas, and tocha'a la-ta'ava ha-kasha, is a result to this difficult taiva. Ve'im ken, ech yitgaber aleihem, im hu adayin nagu ta'ava hazot. And if that is so, how is a person planning on overcoming all these taivas if he does not, didn't overcome the hardest one? Aval ha'adam, and the one which is the source, they're all a result of this. Aval ha'adam lo muda leze. A person is not informed, he doesn't know. Now you know. You have nowhere to go. והוא נלחם ונלחם, he fights and he's fighting, ולראות הוצאות, אז זה any results. אברכים שעובדים שנים רבות. So, אברכים, right? Married people sitting and learning in yeshivas. Learning, they're serving Hashem, they're trying to not speak Lashon Hara and everything. They're sweet people, you know, really, they're trying to serve Hashem. באים ומתוודים לפניי, they come and confess in front of me. שהם לא רואים שום התקדמות, they don't see any progress. Why is that? 20 years in yeshiva. He's trying, he's this. He doesn't see any progress. And he's davening and everything. Even he can be Breslev. He can be Breslev and doing our yigmuz every day. But he's not working on the man. אפילו נסיגים לאחור, sometimes some of them even, they're retracting, going back. It's a different word. In the war, what do you say in the war? The one is retreating, right? They're even retreating, going back. Lama, why is this? Ki hem lo hevinu ma ikar avoda, because they did not understand what the main work is. Lachen, af al pi shehem be'emet ovdim, therefore, even though they're in truth, they're working on themselves, be'emet nilchamim, in truth, they're fighting. Aval hem lo nilchamim, b'chazit hanichona, they're not fighting the right front line. They're in the wrong line.
Wrong battle.
Vaya. Echato festina. Lumotora mashkia badocho. One person, he catches the matter of learning Torah and his whole merit, all might, he puts in it. Lo et otsao, doesn't see any results. Kiyom yom. Why is that? Kiyom yom uver al aser ha-dibrot. Because every single day, he transgresses all the Ten Commandments. He goes to Lotinaf, he looks at married women, right? Lotachmod, and then he wants them, because Chazal say, what you look is what you want. What you look at is what you want. וכשיש לו ניסיון הקטן ביותר, if he has the smallest test, הוא נכשל לנופה, right away he falls. But a different person, he works on eating. הוא לא רואה תוצאות, doesn't see any results. ויצרה נשאר במקומו, ולא זז כי הוא זה. ויצרה stays in place, and doesn't move at all. אדם שומע דרשות נפלאות על אהבת השם. A person hears wonderful classes about loving Hashem, על אהבת התפילה, loving the prayer. He hears from Rav Arush, he hears from other rabbis, right? איך כל תיבה ותיבה היא כלי לקבל על ידו את השפע. How every single word of prayer create a vessel to get the bounty from הקדוש ברוך הוא. He hears כל יפה ונפלא באמת. It's all beautiful. אבל בכל עוד שלא תיקן את היסוד, as long as he did not fix the yisod. He efshar be'emet itkarev ladvarim haniflaim ha'elu. He cannot, in truth, he cannot get close to all these beautiful ideas. They're beautiful. They are, you're going to get there. But first work on the base. It's like, it's not just theory without learning how to drive. Without having the car. Right? You learned everything how to, like, but you don't have a car, so you, what can you do with it? Nothing. This is the car. This is the track. You have to get on the tracks.
Menutak?
Ma?
Menutak?
Menutak? I didn't read this. Kol zman she'adam lo kadosh, as long as the man is not holy, hu pashut menutak ma'kdusha. He's simply disconnected from holiness. You have to work on this. Once you start working, you're already connected to holiness. Regardless of what your level is, you could be the lowest. It could be a person who right now, right, some people, he is now, what could we say? I don't want to say like a really bad thing. He used to be with any woman he wants in the street. And now he's holding back. And he guards, he still look at every woman. But he's guarding himself from this. So he's a holy man. He's a holy man. As I say, he's the holiest. But he's much holier than the guy who looks at the women and doesn't care. Right? Not even working on himself. Not connecting to anything with Dusha. That kind of guy, he could sit and learn all day, but he's still in the new. And a different guy has no idea of anything. He just heard something. And he says, no, I know I want to be holy. I'm not going to go now with a Goya. Right? Which is something I can't even imagine, right? But still, he's growing. He's connected to Kedusha. He's connected. And that guy is not connected to Kedusha. Even though he sits and learns all day. Ooh, bochaba, bochaba. We're on page 43. Nishamea. Ma'atam. What is the reason? Vaday shekol limud, the kol mitzvah, kol tefillah. Of course, every learning of Torah that a person does, every mitzvah, every prayer a person has, mekachim et ha'adam midat ma. Of course, it gets a person holy. Yeah, it brings holiness to a person. Bifrat ha'id bodedut, especially if someone has bodedut, right? He talks to Hashem, right? This is a very high level. You can be in Costa Rica on the beach, and I'm not stump saying these things, right? These places, and be very close to Hashem. I met a guy in Costa Rica, a surfer. That's what the Israelis do there. They surf. Not only Israelis, a lot of Europeans also. Scandinavians and all kinds of, because it's too cold in their waters. They come to Costa Rica. Anyways, there's a guy there. He told me, you don't understand. When I get on the wave, he's explaining to me, I have no idea what it is. I just learned it there, the whole language there. When I get on the wave, it's like Hashem picking me up. I feel like I'm growing. I talk to Hashem. When he's flying on the wave, I don't know exactly. Whoever knows surfing can understand what this is. Till today, people in this yeshiva, long, they can't, but they go every year, they go a few times a year, they go to the place where there's no women. Anyways, usually surfing bitches and no women there. Usually. And they surf. Guys with beard. And my mother told me she goes to Zibodi do sometimes on the beach. And she sees these guys with long beards and payas. And they're doing surfing. Because people say they're very connected. They connect Hashem to that.
Well, you can only connect Hashem when they're on the surf.
No, but it gives them a lot of... afterwards they feel good and it picks them up.
You really need to
tell. I don't know. I never did that. But people who did it,
it's a good thing,
anyone who told me, yeah, of course, why not? It's a good sport, by the way. anyone who I spoke to said that they get on the wave, it's like a thing. He told you, he serves, he can tell you. It's not a negative thing.
But when you're not on the wave, you still have that feeling?
In the middle of the ocean?
No, yeah, even just laying on the surfer.
In the middle of the ocean, and the waves are going up and down, and all of a sudden you feel alone. Yourself, but just you realize that there's a humongous creator in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, he's not the only one who said it. I spoke to a lot of surfers when we were there. Anyway, I spoke to friends here also, surfers. Surfers are probably spiritual, I don't know. It's more than like basketball, it's like...
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds like get on the surfboard, it's like taking a drug. You know, when I'm really high,
you can see a shim in nature,
right?
No, but you're in nature. You're in nature.
You can see a shim in nature. Come on, you can see a shim in nature.
It's not like you're going to an arcade.
Yeah. It's not like you're in a basketball stadium, like you said.
Yeah, it's not like a ecstasy. I bet.
But there's nothing like walking on the beach in the morning.
Every day, but they do it on the beach. Unbelievable. I used to do it every morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, Costa Rica. All the crabs running around. And the coconut trees. Costa Rica is awesome. The humidity is a bit disgusting. But it is. Can't have everything, can't have everything. Jungle. Yeah. Yeah. Right, so every holiness, of course, gets a person closer to Tikkun HaBrit. אבל כל עוד האדם לא מתרכז בעבודה על ביטול התאווה, as long as that person is not focusing on nullifying this taiva, מתוך הבנה חזקה, from within strong understanding, שזה העיקר, this is the main thing that he wants to work on, הוא לא רואה תוצאות. He does not see results. של ממש, בעבודתו. He sees results, but not like serious results. Maybe 20 years, then it's a serious result. Why not? מסובב סיבותן תאוות ומידות רעות פחות או יותר. Right? And he'll realize that he's just roaming around more or less the same type, but it's more or less the same place, a little bit higher, but not that he won't see that he's getting, you know, getting high, getting really high, really close to Hashem. הדברים הכי סודיים בחיים, the two main fundamental things in one's life, which are the Torah and Tefillah, learning Torah and praying, אי אפשר לזכות להם בלי תיקון הברית. One cannot merit them without תיקון הברית. שלא לדבר על שירה והודעה, right? We're not even talking about singing and praising Hashem, which is thanking Hashem, which is even higher. שרחוקים מאוד ממי שרחוק מתיקון היסוד, which are very, very, very far. For someone who's far away from תיקון היסוד, if you give me that, I'm just continuing a little bit. לא יעזור כלום, nothing's gonna help. בשביל להתחיל לטעום את טעם החיים, to start beginning, to begin tasting the flavor of life, which is not Coca-Cola. האדם חייב להבין, a person must understand, שהוא צריך להפנות את כל הכוחות והמשאבים שלו נגד התאווה הזאת. He must direct all of his power, all of his koach, right? All of his משאבים, all of his... What do you call it? משאבים in English.
Inner
thoughts. No, משאבים is a... Energy? Yeah, like an energy, yeah. All his energy. Against this taiva. וכל לימוד התורה והמצוות יהיו בכוונה הזו. And all of his learning Torah will have this intention. I'm learning Torah in order to be holy. I'm doing a mitzvah in order to be holy. That's what you have in mind when he does a mitzvah. He does a learning Torah when he's davening. I'm doing this. I want to be holier. I want to have kedusha. Shnia nusem. לנצח על ידם את היצר הרע שהתאווה הקשה. Every Torah, every mitzvah I do will help me be victorious over this difficult taiva. כי מה שנאמר, because what it says about, right, it says there, it says in the Gemara, בראתי יצר הרע, I created the יצר הרע, בראתי לו תורת תבלין, I created for the Torah, I created
antidote.
The Torah is the, what?
Antidote?
Okay. Of this יצר הרע. But it's talking about this taiva. וכל מה שאנו אומרים, אשר קידשנו במצוותיו, and everything that we say, ברוך אתה השם אלוקי המלך העולם, אשר קידשנו, that he made us holy with his mitzvot, you should have in mind, make us holy, and I should be holy through this mitzvah. Kiddushanu, you say the words anyway, right? Kiddushanu, he made us holy. Through this mitzvah, I'll be holy. Or that we ask on Shabbat, Kaddushenu v'mitzvotecha, or in Igbodot, you could sing, Kaddushenu v'mitzvah, right? Make me holy through your mitzvahs. Every mitzvah I do will get me even closer to Hashem, will make me holy. מדובר בעיקר על התקדשות ופשוט בתאווה הזו. And the main holiness is separating in from this taiva. בכך צריכים לכוון בכל תנועה ותנועה, בכל מה שעושים. And like this, a person should have in mind, every move he does, does a move towards Hashem. I want to be holy, I want to be holier. לזכות לצאת על ידי זה מהתאווה הזאת, הקשה. That through this move that I'm doing, I'll merit to get out of this difficult taiva. טוב, אם רוצה שם, tomorrow, I will be here on time, 1:45. Amen, amen, please.